This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, it's Friday. I know that's right. Sharp Money presented by Zen as we welcome you in. A big day, a big 3 hours ahead for us here on the program. DraftKings, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, downtown Las Vegas at the D. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Hope you're having a nice week. Got a ton to do. If the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, and the rest of the crew have any self-respect for content, and there are some rumors floating around that Cuban is a big fan of Sharp Money, including Manny Davison. More on that to come. If they're a fan of content, they will show some heart tonight and fight, because we want a basketball game on Monday, not just from a broadcasting perspective, from a betting perspective. Endless props to bet, sides, totals, plenty to do. So let's talk about that quickly as we start off the Friday program here. So depending on what the book needs, and that's the important part here and why you're always line shopping, Dallas right now, DraftKings is showing them as a 1-point favorite. But if you go down the road from where the big guy sits, Westgate is showing Boston a 1-point favorite. We'll get to where Circa is sitting. But again, depending on what the book needs, this is on either side of zero. We now have seen the total drop to 211, 211 and a half. Of course, keeps coming down with three straight unders in the NBA Finals. We've got a 3-0 series lead for the Celtics there. We've got a 3-0 series lead on the ice as well. We'll get to that with the Cats. The Panthers picking up a big win in Edmonton last night. So plenty to do, not just with the basketball and the hockey. College World Series, you've got eight teams getting underway today. SEC, ACC, four teams from each. So we'll talk about the College World Series. We gave you picks on that yesterday with John Bowman. NFL-wise, Trevor Lawrence signed a big extension. Don't get bogged down in the money. That's not what this is about. It has nothing to do with what he's getting paid. Is he worth it? That's not the conversation. We'll have the proper conversation on Trevor Lawrence coming up in just a little bit. The Euros underway. Germany's about to play Scotland. Just won a game in the Euro Championships as far as football, soccer globally. And then tomorrow is a very busy day, so we'll have some on that as well. As far as the show is concerned, as we get started, we've got some pretty dramatic news, and that is Nish Gandhi has taken down Manny Davidson. So we've had 17. Now, this is Sharp Money Survivor, where if you're a VSiN pro, you can get involved. And, of course, you try to survive. You pick till you die, just like the Survivor contest that Circa is going to throw out at you for the football season. This is pretty simple. We've had 17 contestants, and Nish Gandhi is our 17th. And our third survivor, our third contestant was, and again, tomato, tomato, is he in jail? Is he not? I say he's incarcerated. He says he's not. But that's Manny Davidson. You know, he's out there in the desert in Arizona. He was our third survivor, and he had been our leader up until our 17th survivor. Because last night, a little rocking chair win for my man in the Tesla, Nish Gandhi. So he picks up the dub. He is the first of 17 contestants across Sharp Money Survivor to hit on four straight days. One pick a day. That's the first of 17 to hit. Shows you this isn't easy. But Nish Gandhi, congratulations. I believe we have an official release coming up later in the program from Manny Davidson, letting you know exactly how he feels. U.S. Open underway. Scottie Scheffler looks like he's going to miss the cut. So if you got involved in plus 280 with 153 golfers, that was a crazy number. And right now, the world's number one in peril, looking like he may miss the cut. So we'll get to that and let you know where the leaderboard stands at Pinehurst, number two, which, by the way, I can't stand. I know the USGA, their whole entire mission in life is to beat the golfers, to beat the best in the world. But that is, those greens are ridiculous. I'm not into it. That's just me. Anyway, again, hope you're well. Let's get it started, because there's so much to do. Before we welcome in the big guy, see how he's feeling? See if he has any new crushes today? Getting ready for that Sunday program. Thomas Gable is going to be joining his regular Friday spot coming up in less than an hour. He runs the race and sports book at the Borgata. TG will go behind the book. Noop-a-doop. Alex Noops Christensen with some props tonight. Game 4 in Dallas. FTN NBA handicapper. Oh, Mikey Betts. Mike Somich is going to stop by. He's a VSiN host. He's a better. Mike Somich, hour number 3 on a Friday. All right. That's a big build-up, a nice little runway to, of course, the star of the program. His name is Dustin Sweet. Just ask him. His name is Dustin Sweetelson, and we say hi for the first time today. Always interested to see how you start.
The longer you go, the more is expected from me. And I've been sitting on this one since you first started talking, like, I don't know, like 15 minutes ago when the show started. Got to check my watch. Yep, that's about right. So either the soundtrack of the night and of the weekend will either be the Bee Gees or Sarah McLachlan. We're either staying alive or we will remember you.
Let's go back to Dustin Sweetelson. First thoughts of the day. We get started on a Friday. Want to start off on a big note. And we go back to Dustin. Dustin, how you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm feeling great, Patrick. It's great to be here. Thrilled for a big Friday show. Can't wait to talk to Mike Somich later so he can tell me how everything I believe in the world is incorrect.
Whoa, is there beef? Now there's something I can grab onto. Song shtick didn't do it for me, but maybe some inner show beef amongst friends. What's happening here?
It's not a beef. It's just, haven't you noticed, Somich really enjoys. Like, some people just do it. I think there's genuine joy in him when he can hit you with an I told you so.
Yeah. He'll ask me questions, and I know he doesn't care about the answer because he's just waiting to come off the top rope to be like, no, I'm smarter than you. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure his friends and family have told him his whole entire life. He'll just be like, hey, you got any soccer plays? He'll come in like, I'm going corner. You know, it's his thing. Well, I know. Why? What did he do to you?
No, but that's the point is today. He reached out to see if you had soccer bets because you are the soccer guy. Then he drops, well, I'm going to go with this bet. Just so he can say,
why didn't you just write me with your bets? Why you could have just, and then he's trying to tell me what Felik has got. Felik is thirsty to get on. Look, that's my guy. It's like, okay, go Finland in the Euros. I understand. Hey, I got your back though. If Somich is, I told you so-ing you, and what? Hold on a minute, you. I got your back. What did he do to you?
No, I'm getting ahead of it right now. I'm anticipating it that he's going to look through my bets and be like, yeah, I know. I know you like the Pirates and the Cardinals yesterday, first 5 under, but I would have told you that game was going to have a lot of runs.
Yeah, but here's the thing with your sensitivity, though, and we should talk about this for bettors and why sports betting is just like anything in life. You have agreed to go on VSiN Primetime once a week and fill up the content. You know, Tim Murray can handle it himself, but they asked you to come in and join the crew for once a week. And you're good friends with Jonathan Von Tobel.
Yes.
And you and Jonathan, and this is where pride gets in the way for sports betting. You, and I'm not weaponizing, you and Jonathan are both all in on a rookie of the year bet. Would you care to refresh?
I thought Yamamoto for the Dodgers a couple weeks ago at about 650, I want to say 675, was a great play. Jonathan has a preseason 30-1 on Paul Skeens.
Right. And so I'm trying to think how we can make this constructive for the better. Maybe it's about not allowing pride to get in the way of process. Maybe there's something to this. So Dustin goes on and he does what he does. He just entertains the hell out of you. And we're talking the next day and he's like, yeah, it's like JVT, that's my friend, but he wanted to argue with me about our rookie of the year ticket. And I'm just not about to get into that. And I said, well, hold on now. What do you mean he's trying to argue with you? He liked his take on Skeens. I liked my take on Yamamoto. And I just wasn't about to get in the dirt. First off, you're on a broadcast. Get in the dirt. Roll around. Have some fun. And secondly, a nice little conversation between the two of you may teach the better something.
Well, yeah, and what I said was, we're having two different conversations. 30-1 and plus 675 are very different. 31 gives you some opportunities to be creative later in the year as other people shorten up, as Skeen shortens up. You can jump in and get really good value across the board and lock in a great profit. I was coming from a point of view of, this number is going away. and there was an opportunity to fade the two guys that were ahead at the top of the betting board with Imanaga, who's getting hit up a little bit in two starts prior, and then Paul Skeens, who I think is going to have an innings limit this year. So JVT asked me, but do you think Skeens can win the award? And I said, of course. Of course he can, but I have to come up with an angle where I can back that plus 650, plus 675, because I think it's a great number to have in pocket.
Okay, you explained it well. You did your job. No Sarah McLachlan needed. You nailed it. There was two different conversations,
yes,
which is always the case. There's one side of the argument, another side of the argument, maybe the truth somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, with Imanaga winning the award and us both being wrong.
That could happen as well. That's baseball, Susan.
Also, please adopt a dog so Sarah McLachlan stops singing on my screen. Please, people, go get one.
You know, and obviously a little edge to you today. Started the show with me being too verbose. So the longer I talk to set up the program, you get frustrated and you start thinking about what you're going to say. That was a little passive to say, wow, you just set up the show well and I had nothing to say.
That's exactly what happened. Well, but
so you can't turn it on me and then always say that I'm the mean one.
No, but the pressure builds with every minute that is delayed of me speaking to start the show. More and more is anticipated and expected out of me, and I don't like those expectations.
I understand. Well, you're doing a great job to start.
Oh, thank you.
You look great. You look trim. You look fit. And you know what we have to do? We have to bet some basketball tonight. So when we return...
One last time.
Now, that's not what you said this morning. I think you might be on the Mavs. We're going to have to try to find a way, whether it be through the prop market, whether it be through the total, to beat this Celtics team, because I don't think they're losing tonight. We'll get into that coming up next here. Sharp Money, presented by Sarah Zinn. All right, become a VSiN Pro. Get all those picks for the weekend. 13 months for $199. Tremendous deal. VSiN.com/subscribe. Get the big guys' picks. You get everybody's picks across the network. And by the way, you get more than that. You get the splits. You get the guides. You get the resources to become a better. It's all there. VSiN.com/subscribe. Unlock it using the promo code SHARP. Sharp Money presented by Zinn here on DraftKings VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we welcome you back. Dustin Sweetelson live in Las Vegas. I'm Patrick Maher live from Los Angeles. So a lot to do over the next hour and 45. Noopadoop is going to join us from FTN. He's great with the props. He's going to have a bunch for you coming up in about 14 minutes. Then Mike Somich is going to stop by. Looking forward to VSiN hosts and better Mike Somich in the final hour. There seems to be a little beef going on with the big guy in Somich. I'll try to mediate what's happening there. So I'm looking forward to it. Some show business to take care of right now. So we told you, we just talked about the spring special and we had some fun in May across the network. And if you joined, whether it was using the promo code SHARP or any other promo code and save some money, we welcome you to the not just Sharp Money, but VSiN family as a VSiN Pro. So welcome. I hope you're enjoying the experience thus far if you signed up in May. But we gave you a couple goodies if you were going to use the promo code SHARP. And one of them was those who signed up, we're going to have their names put in a hat and we're going to draw a name. And we're going to get to know the pro. So you're a VSiN Pro. We'll get to know the pro next week. We're going to give you a segment. When'd you start betting? When'd you start watching VSiN? What do you like to bet? What's your favorite sport? What's your favorite bet? And on and on and on. So that is where we stand. And it's now time for the official drawing. We're going to draw a name. And then the big guy will follow up with an email letting you know who we will get to know as far as the new pros that signed up in May. Let's get it going. So shake all right. Up all the names. Oh, somebody just popped out like popcorn. Shaking up all the names is the big guy decked out in black. There goes some out the hat as well, having a hard time shaking it. Oh, but that's okay. We'll get it. There's a nice little angle so everybody sees it on YouTube TV and VSiN.com that he's not cheating. Okay, go ahead. I think it's shaked enough or shooken.
All right. I don't want to be accused of anything. I'm just reaching my hand, and there's no frozen envelopes. You can see it's just a bunch of names scribbled here.
That's the hand, the same hand he did hand shtick and ring shtick with earlier, which was a high point of the show.
But not the hand that I do other shtick with by myself. Let's see. And the winner of our drawing, I want to make sure I can read my own handwriting here, is Jacob Funk. F-U-N. What
Jacob.
A great name. What a great name. Jacob Funk. F-U-N-K.
You like that, Dustin, do you?
It's a funky name. Get it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Jacob Funk, congratulations. First off, congratulations on becoming a VSiN Pro. Thank you for using the promo code SHARP. And we will talk to you, Jacob Funk, and get to know Jacob next week here on SHARP Money. So there it is. Dustin showing proof. Congratulations to Jacob Funk. Looking forward to getting to know Jacob. What do you got going on over there?
I'm trying to show the thing, but they said look at camera three as if I know which one camera three is.
Okay. Now, we continue with the show business, and we mentioned this off the top of the show, but Sharp Money Survivor has been a huge hit. It's been an awesome way for us to connect with you, an awesome opportunity for you to show your handicapping skills on VSiN and Sharp Money, and an opportunity to win some money. Okay, so Manny Davidson, we've had some fun with him. He started off as a super weird dude doing crazy videos, came across a little annoying. Then all of a sudden, almost like the Celtics, we all just flipped on him, and you just love him. Now, we played with him. Is he incarcerated? Is he not? He's got more cuts in his videos than a Christopher Nolan film. There's a lot to Manny. He was our third survivor. And there he is. Always wore a different sweater. Big NHL fan. There he is with the cinder blocks in the background. So he was our third survivor. And he beat everybody until our 17th survivor, Nish Gandhi. Now, you could tell from the jump, he's a surgeon, a doctor who operates on people. He's sitting in the Tesla. He was in the same spot, you could tell, each day, which means he's very routine-oriented. He's got things to do. But you could just tell from his approach, this is a pretty sharp guy. And so Nish Gandhi, last night, what was the play that he won on last night to take over Manny Davidson?
Garrett Crochet over 16 and a half outs recorded. He ended up with 21.
So a rocking chair win.
Wait, no. 7 times 3. That's 21. Good math. Valdosta State.
Rocking chair win for Nish Gandhi. 4 wins in a row. The first of 17 to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and hit on Thursday. Many of you had gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But ROI and wins has superseded Manny Davidson. So I guess we should start with Nish's video today,
yes,
and then we'll have a reaction from Manny Davidson.
Yeah, so Nish heard everything we said yesterday, because remember, we wondered, trash talk about Manny, you know, one more, you pass him, you take the lead, didn't get any yesterday, and Nish heard all of that, and he responded with his Sharp Money Survivor play for today.
What's up, guys? Nish back again with a 5th pick. Really lucky to be here. Dustin and Patrick, thank you for the opportunity. This has been a lot of fun. The discussion yesterday was whether I talk trash. I lived in Baltimore from 2008 to 11 when I was doing residency at Johns Hopkins as a Steelers fan. I wore this hat in the operating room nearly every day. I wore this terrible towel in my white coat often. And in 2010, December, when the Ravens played the Steelers on Sunday Night Football, this is the game where Ben's nose was broke by a Loginata. When Polamalu strip-sacked Flacco to set up the winning touchdown, I was cheering so hard in a sea of Ravens fans, I almost got tossed over the mezzanine. So do I talk trash? The answer is yes. But my parting gift to Baltimore was to leave a bunch of CDs that I burned in the operating rooms. And on those CDs, I wrote Ravens fight songs, and on them, I burned the Pittsburgh Polka on repeat. So the best way to talk trash is creatively. So Manny, I noticed you have this same Crosby Winter Classic jersey that I have. So now when you wear it, you'll think of this. For some synergy, going to Baltimore for baseball, 2 great pitchers on the bump, Ranger Suarez and Kyle Bradish, taking the first 5 under 4.5 at -140 for my Sharp Money Survivor pick.
Yeah, Nish is just built different. First off, he wasn't even flexing. I think we should take a second to understand the idea that that freak was competing with Nish is just awesome in a myriad ways.
America is a beautiful place.
America is really a tremendous place to be. But this idea that Nish just slow played, that he did his residency at Johns Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
One of the great institutions in the world when it comes to medicine, we are not worthy. That guy is unbelievable. Congratulations, no. Nish. And then he just slow played the trash talk with a subtle, when you wear the jersey, you'll think of me. Now on to my play.
And wore the same jersey.
Yeah, he's different. Nish is built differently.
And here's the thing.
So is Manny, so, just in different ways.
First, I want to give Manny some credit because he helped legitimize this contest. We had two people go before him, and they failed miserably, if we're being honest. No offense to them. They're both great people. Manny gave us something for people to chase. He was the carrot we were dangling in front of everyone else to try and go get it. And everyone thought they could. Everyone got very confident when they got close, and they all fell short until we got to Nish. So, Manny.
But also he got the community buzzing.
Yes.
Manny, with the videos, the trash talk, it was our idea, but he's the one that took it to the next level and turned it into this organic thing where it's been a lot of fun. And Manny, with his videos and trash talk, he deserves a lot of the credit.
Yes. It would not be where it's at right now. What would you say, 17 weeks into this thing? 17 Correct. Weeks into this Survivor contest, all because you guys send your video sharpmoney@vsin.com each week. I have to go through and figure out what the best one is, which one makes the most sense for the day, whoever pops off the screen. And Manny, the second I opened his first video, it jumped off the screen and I realized we needed it on the show.
And he sent a statement. Would you like to read the statement from Manny on Sharp Money paper here?
Dear Nish, you did it, brother. Without a sweat, impressive showing, I must say. And although this may be the end of my reign, someone must wear the crown. It is a crown decorated with many gems, representing those who have fallen before us. It is a crown of weight, a weight you must now bear. Do not take this opportunity for granted, and remember, you are representing something much bigger than you. You represent VSiN pros everywhere. Godspeed, boys. See you on the redemption tour.
Okay, so we can't. Manny has to be a part of this moving forward.
100%.
How he's going to be a part of it, maybe he still sends vids just trash and talk, or talking trash, pardon me. I don't know. But he's got a spirit, a certain verve about him that adds to the competition.
Manny's part.
Maybe we have the Samich. Maybe we have Samich and Manny go head to head, like Samich mentioned.
I just think Manny's part of the family at this point. If he's got to play, he has a video, send it in. He's part of the family.
And a very respectful handing of the crown to Nish Gandhi. And congratulations to Nish. Killing it. Let's get another win. We're coming back with Noops Christensen with some props tonight. Okay, DraftKings, an official betting partner of the NBA. NBA Finals, new customers, listen up, because you can bet $5 to get $150 instantly paid for in bonus bets when you use the promo code VSiN. May only have one more opportunity. I hope not. So get over there to DraftKings and get your bonus using the promo code VSiN. Sharp Money presented by Zinn. Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. Our next guest has become part of the family. He's the best. He is Alex Noops Christensen, FTN, NBA handicapper, FTNFantasy.com. Of course, you know him with Randall and the crew over at FTN. Hoops with Noops on FTN as well, @_Noops on Twitter. We're going to get to his props coming up for Game 4 tonight. Progressive guest line brings you Noops, but I'll start here. Noops is a big golf guy. You got anything going with the U.S. Open? Any early takes? Any thoughts? Let's hear it.
The first two majors went pretty well for me. This one is not really shaping up to be so. I generally do some outrights. I'll do some first round leaders and stuff like that. My friends and I get together and do a Calcutta. And let's just say in the Calcutta, I paid a little too much for Scottie Scheffler, who might not even be playing this weekend. But it's been a really fun tournament. I love the U.S. Open. I love watching these guys struggle. I mean, earlier today, watching Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy, and Scottie Scheffler all in that bunker waste area, whatever that was, where they're all trying to figure out just how to get the ball out and onto the green is so much fun. fun. So it may not be a profitable tournament, but it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, you said it. The projected cut just went from 3 over to 4 over, and Tiger and Scottie Scheffler are sitting 5 over. So we shall see if they make the weekend. Certainly a tough course there, number 2 at Pinehurst. Okay, let's transition to the basketball. We'll get your thoughts on game 3, and then we'll jump ahead to tonight. A 22-2 run with 10 to play by Dallas, and then the Celtics kind of lock in defensively. What do you take from game 3 that we now pass over to game 4 tonight?
It just has to be devastating to have gone into the Dallas locker room after that game. For the first time in the series, they have the lead at halftime. Now, Boston comes out. They win the third quarter by margin. But Dallas is only down 3 points with about 6.5 minutes left. 2 minutes later, still only down 3 points. Luka Doncic fouls out, and the rest just sort of falls apart. But, I mean, to finally have a game where, you know, Jason Tatum scored, Jaylen Brown scored, the efficiency wasn't terribly great. The Celtics weren't particularly phenomenal. They only scored 106 points, only 50 points in the first half. Kyrie Irving was good. Derek Lively was fantastic, a +6 in 30 minutes. Even Luka, though he fouled out, was a +9 in 38 minutes. To lose that game is a real problem. But I guess if you're Dallas, you know, the silver lining, the optimism is this Celtics team is significantly worse without Porzingis, and it is significantly easier for Dallas to defend them. Again, the Celtics scored just 106 points, even with some decent shooting efficiency. I think we saw the value of Porzingis being off the floor so that Lively, Gafford, those guys can stay near the basket, rebound, protect the rim, and do things like that. Lively, again, I think was kind of the big takeaway. I don't know if they'll start him tonight, but I don't think we're going to see the balance of minutes we've seen all postseason. I think Lively's finally going to take over more than Gafford.
Interesting. Let's jump into your props. A little tease there from Noops. He's a pro. We'll get to Lively third. We'll start here. First quarter, Alex, you're going over 54.5 points.
Yeah, it's been an interesting series. If you look at the full game, the totals have comfortably gone under in every game. We're averaging just 202 points. The high for the full game's 205. But you look at that first half and first quarter, the paces are faster. The points are really pouring in. I believe we had just over 60 points in the first quarter of last game. Both teams really push the pace early. Dallas, again, when Luka has fresher legs, Kyrie has fresher legs, you're seeing they're scoring 6, 8, 10 points each in the first quarter there. I had this number myself closer to 57, almost 57.5. Again, 54.5. When you look at these smaller markets, generally the books will take that full game line and then use some derivative percentages to generate this. I don't know if they've necessarily gone back and done as much homework as they should around specifically how the first quarters have played. So I see some value here. I like the over, even in the first half too, but I think the first quarter is an even better number at 54.5 or lower.
Okay, 54.5 or lower, first quarter go over. Now, Jaylen Brown has comfortably jumped into the MVP lead as far as betting favorites. Jason Tatum, your second betting favorite. You're going to focus on Tatum here and go under 27.5 points.
It's if you heard me last week and the week before and the week before that, this is all going to sound very familiar. Jason Tatum continues to struggle in the playoffs. Books continue to hang 26.5, 27.5, 28.5 for his point total. We're at 27.5 tonight. Our model over at FTN has him closer to 24.5. I start to look at some of the projections myself. Even with that big scoring game in game 3, he's still only averaging about 25 points per game in the playoffs. His role is just much different. Boston is using him a little bit more as a facilitator, a little bit more as a rebounder. Missoula has kept Tatum from shooting in the mid-range, has kept him from posting up a lot. It's basically just threes and going to the basket, and that's what you saw last game. And Dallas knows how to defend that. If you're not going to be trying to do anything in the middle, they know blitz you off the three-point line, help will come at the basket. So he hasn't been nearly as efficient. His shooting rates are down. His free throw rate is down. Everything is down. Yes, he went over in the last game, but that's one of 4 or 5 times in this playoffs he's gone over across about 15, 16 games now. So the number continues to be too high. I'll keep betting under. Hopefully we get one more game and another chance to do it.
The Lively case, I'm interested to hear your take. So they set his rebound number in game 3 at 6.5 noops, and he cleared it and kind of felt like he was getting more confident as the game wore on. Pardon the pun, but livelier. That's for you, Alex. You're going to continue with Derek Lively and go over 16.5 points and rebounds. Why?
Yeah, it's something I thought before the series. I thought eventually Lively would take over Gafford minutes. Lively is bigger. He's longer. He's more athletic. He is better equipped to play the Celtics team that has a plethora of guys who can attack on the perimeter. Lively, although you don't want him out at the perimeter because he's better rim protector, does well. He's been pretty solid one-on-one. Even when he gets stuck against Tatum or Brown, he stays near them, contests the shot. Really throughout the playoffs, what Dallas has been doing is 4 to 5 minutes of Gafford, 4 to 5 minutes of Lively, then 4 to 5 minutes of Gafford, then Lively, et cetera, et cetera. Basically just swapping them in and out. You saw last game, Gafford did not come back in towards the fourth quarter. Lively played 30 minutes. That's the most minutes he's played all postseason. And we just saw how good he was. Again, the Mavericks were plus 6 points in those minutes. Lively is actually the second best plus minus player on the Dallas team all playoffs. So I think his usage will continue to be good. He fits in this matchup, and I think Kidd's going to continue to push his minutes. His points and rebound total is 16.5. He was well over 20 last game. And if he can get 25 plus minutes, even close to the 30 minutes he got last game, we're getting to 20. So I'll play over 16.5 points plus rebounds, and I'll sprinkle a little bit of double-double.
Ooh, getting saucy on a Friday. Alex Snoops Christensen, FTN Fantasy. So first quarter over 54.5, Tatum under 27.5, and Lively over 16.5 points rebounds. Here's my question for you, Noops. Are we going to get a game five on Monday?
I don't think so, but I hope so. It's so hard for a team to sweep, right? They're in Dallas. Everything seems to be done. It's this Celtics team now. They do have the experience. They know how close they've been. Maybe it's a little bit of a look ahead night. Maybe the Mavericks finally can put it together. I'm just hoping. I'm trying to put as much positivity in the world that Luka's going to have a triple-double and Kyrie's going to score 30 again and Tatum will go under and Brad will be frustrated and fouling all over the place. And hopefully we'll have another basketball game this weekend. But no, the Celtics are going to win.
I would agree with you. If the as I said to open the show, Noops, if the Mavs cared about content creators like we are, they'll force a game five because that gives us content on Monday. They should care about people like you and I.
My fingers are crossed.
And maybe we should throw this out for the ladies. We were having the conversation before the program started, or the men. Noops is thinking about shaving the beard. I sat down after a restroom break, and the first thing I saw was the beard. I said, Noops, you got to keep that thing going. That's like, you're like a cowboy. That's a tremendous look.
Well, thank you, Patrick. It's time to shape it up a little bit. As anyone that grows beards know, they go through phases, and I'm right on the precipice of things starting to get unwieldy. There's going to be hair in my mouth soon, so we've got to get in and, you know, kind of trim things down, prune, if you will, so we get better blooms as the season goes on.
And they say that Red Bull big guy gives you wings, but Noops has got those wings with the hair. He's just got a look going on there, big guy.
Noops looks like a lefty reliever that you bring in to get out the other team's big lefty late in games. That's what he looks like with the hair and beard right now.
I like it.
That is a tremendous bring in the lefty specialist. And we do that here on Sharp Money with Noops. Noops, great job. Enjoy the golf. Enjoy the basketball. Alex Noops Christensen, FTNFantasy.com, NBA handicapper @_Noops. Thank you, Noops. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen. Best of luck until we talk again. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Appreciate it. There goes Alex Noops Christensen. He was brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. We love that guy. He's been a welcome addition to the program. And we're going to have to figure it out because he doesn't just bet basketball.
No,
so big guy, we're going to have to figure out how to keep Noops going on the program.
He's great on NFL props, specifically first touchdown scorers. That's his thing. So we're going to have him back in the mix.
That's a specialized market.
Yeah, he'll be back in the mix for football season. Don't worry about that. Make sure of that.
Samich has sent his plays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, someone's chasing.
Oh my gosh. We got to talk about this. The competitiveness between the big guy and Samich is gone to another level. Samich in 20 minutes. Next, a little baseball. Sharp Money. Okay, spring special, 13 months, $199. You know the deal by now. VSiN.com/subscribe. You get everything the pros get, the picks, the splits, the guides. We've got our football guide coming out towards the end of June. That's going to be part of your VSiN Pro membership. VSiN.com/subscribe. And the promo code is SHARP. And we actually just pulled out of the hat Mr. Funk. I can't remember his first name, Dustin. But he's going to be joining. We'll get to know the pro from those of you that signed up. It's Mr. Funk. What's his first name? I apologize.
Jacob Funk.
Jacob Funk is going to be part of the program next week. So congratulations to Jacob. Part of the program right now, Mike Somich, of course, VSiN host, better. Of course, you can check him out with Matt Brown on Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 3 East on The Handle. Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. So let's get your final prop in for tonight's NBA, and then we'll go back to the bottom nine bet you've been making and kind of explain the pricing there. Your second prop is what tonight, Mike?
Going to go to Luka, but I'm going to go to rebounds. Give me Luka Doncic rebounds over 9.5 plus 100 right now. This is a prop that I was targeting early in the series. It opened at 8.5 for game one, got bet up to 9.5, took it to plus 105 in game one to take that over 9.5. It got heavily juiced. It was minus 145 over 9.5 in game three. Now we're seeing a big time adjustment here to just plus 100 for that over 9.5 number for Luka. I still think he has a rebounding edge against the Celtics team that shoots a ton of threes and doesn't have a ton of inside rebounding presence. I think he's able to get to double digits today. And I think the price is right again at plus 100 to take over 9.5 rebounds for Luka.
Yeah, I like that. All right, let's get back to. So we mentioned Nish Gandhi gave props to Mike for digging through over at DraftKings, which I think is still the only book offering the line mitigation, which is essentially when you have a big favorite in baseball, you don't want to lay the big price. You can find upwards of 80 cents as far as a discount on the home team. Yes, no. No batting bottom nine, so you have to win 8.5 innings, essentially, and you get a big discount. That's the setup. Let's talk about how it's gone for you, and after a couple of weeks of betting it, how you kind of suss out the pricing.
Yeah, so I'm 8-2 in 2 weeks of betting it. I actually cannot personally bet it, but giving it out on VSiN.com on the Pit Pro page. Since it is only at DraftKings, I can't bet at DraftKings. I'm not getting action on this, but right now it is 8-2 as a bet. And I've been tracking the juice to it. It would be 8-2 as they know they do not bet in the bottom of the ninth. Also 8-2 minus the run and a half. And you're going to get a better price for that. Anywhere from, in most cases that I've bet it, anywhere from 25 to 40 cents better of a price. If you're just betting the straight money line, you'd be 9-1. So it is a better way after 10 bets to be betting the money line because you're getting such a discount. Anywhere from 40 to 70 cents is the biggest difference that I have seen off those money line prices. But right now, the run line would be a more profitable play. However, this is one of the voices I'm sure Dustin hears in his head. I never lay the run and a half with the home team. And so it's not something that I want to bet because of the rules situation here where you're rarely going to be able to win by two if you are up one in the bottom of the eighth, if you are headed to extra innings. So for me, I'm not as worried that the minus 1.5 would be more profitable right now than being able to bet this. The key to me still is I'm ending up betting lines that I would not be betting. I'd be 0-0 in these games. Instead, I am 8-2 because of this specific bet. Will the home team bat in the bottom of the ninth? It's available on DraftKings.com. So I understand why it's priced the way it is. The book is mitigating the risk of people taking the minus 1.5 versus this will they bat in the bottom of the ninth no prop with big favorites. But I still disagree with where it's priced because it creates a situation where it allows you to bet some of these big favorites at significantly reduced money lines where they are rarely going to win the game and you lose this bet.
Go ahead, Dustin.
I think it's an insurance bet, right? You can go get that plus money. That's fine. We're always chasing that, right? But the run and a half, I'm always hesitant with just because, look, the difference between laying a run and a half and your bet here to not bat in the ninth is, well, if the team you're backing to not bet in the ninth has a lead late and the lead's big enough, they're not using their best relievers late also. So your 1.5 is at risk where you have to win now by, you know, two runs. Well, if they're not putting their best relievers in the game, there's a chance you don't cover that. Runs will be scored, mess things up. It feels like a much safer play if you want to take a large favorite down and have them not bat in the ninth. I think it's a great play. I still like that side of it.
The pricing, have you come up with an average? Because I've seen 80 cents knocked off. I've seen 60 cents knocked off. Is there a general consensus on what you see the discount being with the no in the bottom of the nine?
So it opens as a split most days. If it is a favorite that is anywhere from like minus 140 to minus 160. So a shorter priced favorite in baseball, you're going to see a split between the run line and the money line. So if the, let's say the money line is minus 140, the run line is plus 140. You're normally going to see plus 100 for the, will the home team bat in the bottom of the ninth? So right dead in the middle. As we get to the bigger favorites, it vastly adjusts. So I've seen as much as, I think Nish actually had 85 cents off on Monday on the play that he made. Hmm. I've seen as low as 40 to 45 cents off, even on a minus 210 favorite. The one interesting thing about this as well, this does not move dynamically with the money line. So this is clearly changed the way that DraftKings takes action in on it. It is not directly written into, okay, if the money line moves 5 cents, this moves 5 cents. If the money line moves 10 cents, this moves 10 cents. Hmm. They're treated as two separate bets, which means that you'll have situations where someone opens as a minus 180 favorite and the will they bat in the bottom of the ninth is minus 120. They'll get out the bet out to minus 210 and you'll only see this go up to minus 125. Because the money came in on the money line, not in on will they bat in the bottom of the ninth. So it's also a way where if you miss the steam on some of these big favorites, but you want to find a way to bet them, looking at this bet, it's not steaming with the money line, which means it's not moving it's moving dynamically. The two of them are moving dynamically of each other, which allows you to still be able to play these later in the day after you see some steam coming on one side or another.
Okay, so there's not a direct correlative move with the money line?
No, there's not.
Okay, fascinating. Again, he dug through. We got the call on a Sunday, which I thought meant something was wrong with the family, but it was no. I found a bet I'm obsessed with, and he's gone 8-2 since digging and finding it, and also helped Nish Gandhi to improve to 4-0 in Sharp Money Survivor. Go ahead.
I just want to point out, we don't know how Nish Gandhi ends up if he doesn't have that bet for his very first bet in this contest. If he's not made aware that it exists, more than likely, I mean, he's on his own at that point. So Samich might need to get a portion of his prize here.
I'll just take a Tesla, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, we'll take a self-driving car. Why not? Well, why don't we stick with the theme and get into the baseball bets? So Washington, you've got a no minus 125. Is that on Washington today?
That is on Washington Day, yeah. The Nationals taking on the Marlins, so looking forward to betting against the Marlins. Mackenzie Gore on the hill for the Nationals, their best pitcher. You can see on the screen there right now, the Nationals minus 180 on the money line, plus 114 laying the run and a half. You can get the Nationals minus 125 right now to bat in the bottom of the ninth, no. So getting 55-cent value there on Nationals not to bat in the bottom of the ninth. Not a team I'm looking to back at minus 1.5 for this Nationals team, even against a bad Marlins team. But to be able to take a minus 180 down to a minus 125, when I do think it's the better team with a better pitcher, again, a game I would not be betting if it weren't for this bet. But because we can bet whether or not they will bat in the bottom of the ninth, we're going to go Nationals, no, bat in the bottom of the ninth, minus 125.
Okay, big guy, you want to throw a play in?
Yeah, this is one Samich and I are both on, and I believe Halterman might be on it as well, the Padres against the Mets, taking a minus 115. San Diego hitters mash Sean Manaea for their career. Machado and Profar, and Profar is one of the top hitters in baseball right now, is a crazy thing to say in 2024. They specifically kill him. And I just do not trust the Mets bats to hit a knuckleballer. And that Matt Waldron is a knuckleballer, and he's been awesome this year. I don't think they are built for this type of game. San Diego, to me, has a massive edge with the lineup and a massive edge on the mound. I'm back in the Padres.
Anything to add there, Samich? I got the Padres even money right now.
Yeah, I took the Padres minus 105, I believe it was. Maybe it was minus 110. We haven't seen movement toward the Mets. I disagree with it. Look, the Padres lineup just better here.
Yes.
I don't hate betting the Padres and also betting the team total on the Padres over. Right now, the game total sitting at 7.5. You can go out and you can find 3.5 with just a little juice to the over. I think the Padres have success today against Manaea. So I like the Padres in the game. And I like their team total over as well.
Yeah, let me just take a look at their team total. I might go that direction, fading Manaea. Let's see. Team total on San Diego boys is 3.5. Got to lay a little juice, but I like that.
Yeah, Manaea's gotten roughed up. Back-to-back starts to Philly and Arizona, who also hit lefties well. San Diego hasn't been as good against lefties this year, but last year were awesome.
Mets bullpen stinks, too.
Bad.
This is one of those where I want full game. I don't want just first half.
Yeah, and I'm guaranteed the top of the nine, too.
Yep.
So 3.5, got to lay a little juice, but I do like that. Expected it to be a little bit higher. Okay, good explanation on bottom nine. You actually have one more of those, which we can get to next. We've been getting trolled by the plus money prince, MrRacingDudes.com, Aaron Halterman, and it's probably because he's bitter his video hasn't been played yet. He watches just to wait to see himself, and you're going to see him coming up next with the family bid and more plays from the boys. Mike Somich, Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. This is Sharp Money presented by Zinn.